Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann. Oh, wait. There you are. Okay.
Yeah. Good morning to you,
Mr. In the studio here with me down here. I love this.
It's summer. It's just cool. It's neat to be outside and
it is.
To look outside.
Yeah.
From sitting in here.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful? Well, we were just looking
and
there.
And you were talking about all of the people that have gone by all night.
Yeah, Lollapalooza. And coming in studio. So I did have one of my interviews that I taped earlier in the day. And so I had a friend of mine and lovely ladies that came in here, but they had a few cocktails, and it was fun. No, it was great.
Saturday night.
It was great, but it was like, hey,
did
you get
they really?
Oh,
they said I was adorable, so I'm happy as a clam.
You know what? And I've known Danielle, Danny, for like, oh gosh, I don't even know, 25, 30 years. She still looks great, and she was.
Oh, you're so young.
It was great to see it, but she's like, are you going to put us on the air? No, not tonight. You got to be sober to be on the air. Well, for most hosts anyway, at the station, you have to be sober.
Most,
yeah,
most
of them, exactly.
Trust me, I am. I'm
excellent.
Only on my first cup of
coffee. I smell the coffee coming my way. Well, we're just talking about the fact that we're talking about the supper club, Ishnala's, which I've never been to, which is one of our sponsors. I totally want to go there. Somebody left a menu for Millie's Supper Club on Lincoln Avenue.
Yeah, I'm trying to place it. 2438 North Lincoln.
I don't know if it's new, if it's old, but I'm going to check it out. I'm going to definitely check it out because it's got the old fashions. I saw a little menu for grasshoppers and pink squirrels and all kinds of good stuff.
A fish fry?
Yeah, see, that's that says it's a supper club is a fish fry.
Lake Superior Whitefish.
Yeah.
You got me.
Yeah, yep, there you go. There was, we went to our favorite little place, the Duck Inn, up in Delavan tonight with some friends, and we had some old fashions. Last week, we were there a couple weeks ago, too, and had I think it was a Brandy Alexander. You think about these drinks that you just haven't seen in forever, but they have a great Friday night fish fry and fish bake with
a fish bake.
And if you don't want fried, they'll bake it for you, which is amazing. And then they've got potato pancakes. And they've got the best onion rings. Their relish trays are $1.50.
Oh,
you know, it's classic, right? See, now there was a relish tray in that one, too, that said, like, herring and chopped liver and cheese dip and then all the veggies.
And for some reason, if there's coleslaw in those relish trays, it is the best coleslaw.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the tour up in Wisconsin. We're going to have in a few. I think Bill and Wendy this week are having. Guy who wrote a Supper Club book just wrote the second version of that book because they're everywhere. So you needed a second book. You probably need a third and a fourth, too, and we're going to have him on our show in a few weeks.
You need vintage pictures in those,
too. Yeah, he's got them.
Yeah,
got them. So we'll talk a little bit of history here. Interesting with everything that's going on in Great Britain, that in 1776, U.S. Congress proclaimed the Declaration of Independence coming up in the next week and the independence from Britain. Now, it wasn't until July 4th that it was signed, but this is the week that they announced that they were splitting
up. They were going to do it.
Yeah. How coincidental. What a crazy week.
It must have been.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand it was.
Yeah, it broke while Nick was on.
Brutally hot.
It broke overnight, yeah. Yeah.
Brutally hot there in 1776.
Yeah.
And if memory serves also, it was Benjamin Franklin who collaborated with Thomas Jefferson to work on that phrase, we hold these truths to be self-evident, all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That was Franklin's suggestion.
Well, when we do this on July 4th, and Dave and I are filling in for Steve Cochran and Andrea Darlis on July 4th, a week from this coming Monday. I'm off next week, taking a little vacation and going up to Wisconsin.
Well, then I won't come in either.
And not driving back. Oh, somebody asked, no hush puppies? That's awesome.
Gotta have the hush puppies with fish.
Oh, what's the, yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Those are the best. Where was I? Fish fries. Fish fries? Oh, yeah, so they have I think their fish fry is cod, but they have a pretzel-crusted bluegill. That is amazing. That's what I had tonight. That was amazing. And all their stuff is good. But in the Duck Inn, they have my daughter, who's 10, always gets the drunken duck, which is this, like they've got all these great duck dishes, too. So I suggest that if you're up in Wisconsin, up in the Delavan area, try that place, too. And I'm going to try Ishnala's. But anyway, July 4th, that's where I digressed. When we fill in, I have the United States Archivist from the National Archives joining us on the show.
Wonderful.
To talk about the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, and because they have all that stuff, and it's amazing.
Right, and if you go to D.C. and you actually see the real documents, that's pretty moving.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I bet. Working on that, CEO of Navy Pier, because it's 100 years of Navy Pier.
Right, yeah.
Working on Bill Buckner from the Chicago Cubs. Thought we'd do a little throwback on the
Bill
Cubs.
Buckner, sure.
Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon. They're going to be celebrating 50 years, so we're going to talk a little
bit.
Right? So we got a lot of fun stuff going on.
That's amazing. I heard you talking to the people from the Bodines earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's so I
can't
tell
quite claim 50 years, but they've been around
30.
For us.
It's 30. Been 30. Yeah, and they're going to be up at Summerfest. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, what else do we have here? 1874, the first U.S. zoo opened in Philadelphia. 1881, U.S. President James Garfield shot by Charles Guiteau, a disappointed office seeker. So this is a guy that was running for office, didn't win, and shot the president.
Yeah, right. And here's something that's rather chilling, Dave. Robert Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln's son, was there.
Oh, that's right. You told me that before.
Yeah. And it turned, you know, he had been asked throughout the rest of his life to make appearances with various presidents, but he was there when Garfield was shot. He was around when James McKinley was shot 20 years later. And then he finally said, I don't think I should be around.
Yeah,
the presidents.
Probably not. Yeah. A little bit of bad luck.
Right.
I would think there. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. First Air Force established in 1907. Chicago's Comiskey Park opens. The St. Louis Browns beat the White Sox 2-0. That was in 1910. 1925, June 30th, the city of Chicago, I love this story, was in talks to secede from the state of Illinois to form the state of Chicago. This is 1925. According to the Illinois Constitution, legislative districts had to be redrawn every 10 years, and this year, city aldermen demanded that Chicago had earned the right to have 5 more state senators and 15 more state reps. Since the legislature downstate didn't want to give Chicago any more power, the only solution was to secede. The proposed state would have included all of Cook County with over 3 million people. Knowing it would get little support from the downstate legislatures, the proposal was later withdrawn.
See, nothing changes.
Nothing changes in politics. Nothing yeah, exactly.
Changes.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I imagine they came up with a budget that year, though.
I'm going to assume so. What a shame. What a mess this is, huh? 1929, U.S. cartoonist Elie Sager creates Popeye. Now, I remember, that was probably one of the first cartoons I watched on television. And they were black and whites back then, like Channel 44, Channel 32, Channel 9 had all those shows.
Yeah, some of the Popeyes were later in color, but
they were.
The listening to the soundtrack here right now.
This is definitely the black and white.
And that's the black and white.
Yeah, absolutely. 1932, the Democratic National Convention was held in Chicago at the old Chicago Stadium, and after 3 years deep into the Depression, the Democrats nominated FDR again right here in Chicago.
And that's where he made the New Deal speech.
That's where he made the New Deal. That's exactly right. 1938, Superman first appeared in DC Comics Action Comic Series, issue number 1. That was 1938. I got to find all my brief notes here. 1941, I love this. Bulova Watch Company paid $9 for the first ever network TV commercial.
Really?
But 1941, not a lot of people had televisions.
Not a lot of people watching TV.
So that $9 probably went a long way.
many people bought the watches that were watching?
Yeah, I'm curious about that. Here is a vintage Bulova watch commercial.
Give Bulova the gift of a lifetime. Reward him on his graduation with the watch worn by Ed Sullivan of Sunday Night's Toast of the Town.
Wow.
The amazing new Bulova self-winding watch. It winds itself automatically. Just set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it. See, I didn't remember that.
Your arm keeps it fully
you
wound.
Notice he said toast to the town. Jewels, yeah. Not the Ed Sullivan.
That's true. Yeah, toast to the, so that was 1949.
And what finer, what more endearing graduation gift for her than the watch of Vivian Blaine? This stunning Bulova starlet. It's so charming with an enchanting expansion bracelet.
How long do you think this music would last in a commercial?
Yeah, this is a two-minute commercial from back then. Two-minute commercial. 1955, the Johnny Carson Show debuted on CBS. Now, Johnny went through several shows. Who Do You Trust was the last one on ABC that he did with Ed McMahon before The Tonight Show. That's how he got chosen for The Tonight Show. That's why Ed went with him. It was one of those things where he said, you know, what you guys want a sidekick? Steve Allen had a sidekick, mm-hmm. and that was Gene Rayburn from Match Game.
Okay, yeah.
So they said, you want a sidekick? Yeah, Ed can come with me. I mean, it was that simple. But his first foray into television, after really being inspired by being on the Jack Benny Show quite a bit, he was a special guest of Jack Benny. Johnny looked up to Jack quite a bit. He had his own variety show. So I wanted to play this out a little bit because it's pretty interesting to hear him in the very early days, 1955, years before The Tonight Show. Let's take a listen.
The Johnny Carson Show, starring Johnny Carson.
Jell-O, sponsored by Jell-O, same as Jack. I heard that little...
Dun, Jell-O dun, was dun, the dun, sponsor. Dun,
yeah.
Paul, J-E-L-L-O.
Yeah.
Thank you very much and good evening. I'm Johnny Carson.
Wow.
Now, the reason I say that each week is because my kids love to stay up and watch television. So every Thursday night, my wife turns on the set. I come out, I say, hello, I'm Johnny Carson. My kids say, it's only Daddy, let's go to bed. Night, kids. That takes care of them. And now that it's just between the adults, we've been on for about 2.5-3 months now with this show. And it's amazing how things pile up on you, that you let go and you make little notes to yourself and you forget little things. So I have quite a bit of business tonight, little odds and ends I'd like to take care of. So could we have my secretary bring out the unfinished business, please?
So it was very much like a Jack Benny show would open up in front of the curtain.
Yeah.
And then it was more of a variety show back then and wasn't very successful. Mm-hmm. He actually, when he ended the show or when CBS ended the show, he thought his career was over.
Yeah.
And hosted some random stuff, some random game shows, some radio until ABC came and said, well, you want to try this game show? And he said, yeah, if I'm going to be a game show host, I guess I'll be a game show host.
Right. And then it went from there.
Nope, you never know.
You never know.
1956, NBC's Steve Allen capitalized on the outrage that surrounded Elvis Presley's version of Hound Dog on the Milton Berle show by winkingly presenting a new, clean Elvis dressed in a tuxedo and a singing hound dog to an actual basset hound perched on a stool backstage. Elvis wasn't really very happy about this.
Probably not.
He wasn't very happy about it, but here is a little of the audio of that show.
And I was with the great vocal group, the Jordanaires, in the background. Elvis, your new record hit, I predict it's going to be one because I've heard you rehearse it. You're going to record it tomorrow called Hound Dog. I got you a very cute little hound dog right here. And away you go. Who's that?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Elvis was more ticked off. He wasn't ticked off at Steve Allen. He was ticked off at the Colonel, his manager, for agreeing to the stunt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, classic Elvis. 1959, Plan 9 from Outer Space, one of the worst films ever. Premieres. I think Sven Gulli shows that once in a great while.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. It has been.
That is so much fun.
It's bad.
Watch.
It is fun. It is absolutely fun. That is a great drive-in movie to go see.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I love the paper plates glued together.
Yeah.
You can see the string.
Oh, my gosh.
When it moves across the screen.
Pathetic. Yeah, pretty pathetic. Pretty pathetic. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I remember when I went to the drive-in at the Twin on... it was in Wheeling. They would show like a first run movie when I was in high school, like The Breakfast Club or something, but then they would always do a throwback 1970s, 60s horror movie that you would watch.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
wanted that because after the great movie that everybody wanted to go see and you were with a date, they were going to get scared. And those movies were horrible and they were gory and everything else.
Right,
so perfect
right.
for the drive-in. 1963, zip codes are introduced for United States mail. Let's see here.
You need Ethel Merman's the jingle for that.
What was that?
It was to the tune of Zippity Doo-Dah.
That's right. I forgot about that.
You gotta dig that up, Dave.
It's a commercial.
Yeah.
Joey, where are you on that? All right. The Association's Windy hits number one. And you know what?
Oh, I love this song.
Here, let's take a little listen. And it's really funny about this. It's very summer 60s, obviously.
Absolutely.
And I must admit, I listen to a little MeTV FM once in a while, and they play this classic stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're spinning the hits here on WGN.
Big Dave Plyer.
It's Big Dave Plyer at the mic. Ooh, hey. 1972, the first gay pride parade, or it was a march in England that took place. And, of course, the gay pride parade is this morning.
Actually, this morning starts at noon.
Starts at noon, and I know Dean's got Dick Van Dyke on a show today, which is pretty cool. But then he's cutting out at 11. I think Elton Jim's coming in for him at 11 o'clock, and he's going to go down to the parade because he's on the WGN TV with Skilling and Bozo and everybody else. Yeah. And I believe we have a WGN radio float as well.
Yes, we do.
Which I'd love to participate in, but you know what? Somebody's got to sleep.
Yeah.
After being up all night.
Somebody has to be here on the bridge.
That is correct.
We will be here keeping you company.
That's right. And then in 2009, Michael Jackson's untimely death a week earlier sends all the albums back into the Billboard Top 10, including at number 5, the Jackson 5's Ultimate Collection. But that was all the way back in 2009 already.
Isn't that
something?
Gone. You know, I got on Amazon.com that night, Dave.
Yeah.
They were out of stock.
Yeah, I bet.
With albums like Thriller
and
things like that off the wall, you couldn't buy them. Same thing happened when Elvis died. I went to a record store that night.
Wow. 77? Yeah.
All out.
Wow.
All out.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm on vacation next week, and I'm not sure who's going to be filling in for me, but Dave and I will be filling in for Steve Cochran and Andrea Darlis. So tune in next Monday on July 4th. And we'll be back with Walter Jacobson after this on 720 WGN.